Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 89. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Wednesday Motivation and Inspiration, and today we're up to the letter V. And V is value. So it's value yourself. We're going to talk about that today. Before we start, you know I have a quote for you. So love yourself first, because that's who you'll be spending the rest of your life with. Yeah, it's very true. All your thoughts, all the things you go through, your good days, your bad days, you got to deal with yourself. You got to look at yourself in the mirror most days. So that's the reality. So if you don't value yourself, then, well, who else will? I mean, do you think people are going to love and respect you as a person if you don't value yourself? So don't sell yourself short of who you are, your journey, and where you're going. Because as much as you want to take everyone with you, the reality is a large percentage of people can't go with you. And when you start to value yourself, you start to see your vision of where you want to be in life. And most people can't and won't see your vision either, especially if they don't have goals of their own. And when you start to value yourself, your mindset changes, your goals become bigger, your mental state improves, and, well, your time has more value. Basically means you really can't invest your time into people or things that, well, don't benefit you. And that's the name of the game at this point of your life. And when your mind starts chugging away and you start to see things differently, well, you start to see people differently. And when you value yourself, your time is spent on bettering yourself as a person, your relationships with others, which will either falter or improve exponentially. And when you have the right people around you, they will start to value themselves more, and you will inspire and motivate each other. Because your energy will bounce off of each other so easily and fully. That's why I always tell you guys, having the right people around you will determine how successful you will be in life. And this is what valuing yourself is about. And this is how your journey should go. And there are going to be bumps in the road. There are going to be forks in the road also. And this all comes down to making sure that you are mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually in a good place. Because it's not easy going through this journey, but just make sure you're in the right mindsets to strive for whatever you want. I always say that if you really value yourself and you have boundaries and you respect yourself for who you are and you continually grow, you will go so far in life. And I always get told that, people come into your life for a purpose and a reason, sometimes for a lifetime, sometimes for a season. So if you're on a journey and there are people who don't fit, you can't keep them around. You have to let them go. And, for me, last year was a lot of different learning experiences for me. I live in a new city, a new state, meeting new people, adjusting to personalities, things of that nature. And, some people were stuck around and, a lot of people aren't around anymore. And, I go through cleanups, and what that means and what it consists of is cleaning up things on social media. You get rid of people, you delete people off your Facebook friends list and stuff like that. I mean, when you're young, you're like, yeah, it's cool. I have 600, 700 friends. Do you really have 600, 700 friends? Or do you really have five who consistently reach out and make sure you're good? And the rest of these people are just checking in to see what you're doing with your life. Because most people don't really care about you. They just care about what you're doing with your life, if you're doing better than them. So this is where valuing yourself comes in. So when you're on this spiritual journey of your life, just make sure that you clean up every once in a while. So that also means cleaning up your phone too. I did that also. And, when Christmas rolls around and the new year rolls around, you get those random text messages from people, or you get those random phone calls and they go straight to voicemail because that's how you have your phone set up. If the contact isn't in your phone, you go straight to voicemail. Yeah. You eventually get to that place. I don't know if you're there yet, but I know I am. So, you know, you start to understand that a lot of people just are not going to fit in on your journey. And it's understandable. It's fine. Doesn't make you a bad person if you're letting people go and you're moving on with your life and you're focusing on things that are more important to you than hanging out and goofing around, to put it in lighter terms, and doing things that don't bring any sort of substance or value to your life. Because for me, I can't sit around people and, you know, goof around too much. I have too many goals for myself. So I can't sit and drink with you. I can't go out and drink with you and, you know, spend unnecessary time when I know you're not going to bring much value to me. Now, it's not to say that I don't do that with my best friends, because I do. When I'm back home, it's different. But you got to be mindful that I've known them for 27 years. So it's a different story when it's them compared to newer people that are around. Get me? And my best friends, yeah, they may not read my content and they may not listen to these podcasts, but trust me, they're the ones that are like, so what's going on with your writing, or what's going on? How's your podcast been, and things of that nature. So at least they're making sure that I'm staying on my path and doing what I'm supposed to do for myself. And that's important. It really is. And you'll figure out who really is in it to make sure that you succeed, and you'll know who's in it to wait to see if you're going to succeed. Big difference. So, you know, when you value yourself, even in friendships, relationships, you know, if you're in a relationship with someone, or you're married, or whatever the case is, you got to make sure that, you know, you're not only that you're able to, you know, support what they're doing, but they're also supporting what you're doing too. And I mean, look what I'm doing. Look, I'm writing controversial books. So it's like, the reality is that a person that is dating me, or if I'm in a relationship with someone, they got to understand that, you know, I'm writing about a lot of uncomfortable things, race, discrimination, domestic violence, you name it, I've most likely written about it at this point. There are some things that I haven't written, but then there are some things that I'm just never going to write about, that I'm not going to touch. I'm not going to say what, but you guys get my drift. So when I say to you guys that you need to value yourself, you need to value yourself as much as you can and keep your mind right. We all go through our struggles sometimes. We all have our self-doubts. We all are, you know, focused on what happened way back when, and we're also focused on what's going to happen down the road. But what I try to tell people, and also what I try to tell myself, is to live in the moment and not be afraid to tell people, hey, look, these are my boundaries and these are my values right now, and this is where I'm at in my life. And you're allowed to change your values, and you're allowed to change your morals and things of that nature. Doesn't mean they have to remain the same all the time. But I want you guys to know that the more you value yourself, the more people will respect you, even if they don't like you. There's a difference between liking people and respecting people. Trust me, I know I'm not liked by a lot of people. People act like they like me, and that's fine. Knock yourself out. I just don't fake the funk. I already know what your deal is. So, and that comes with getting older, getting wiser, understanding people and who they are, seeing people for who they are. Because I'm in a different spiritual realm than people, and you might be too. So take the time to listen more than talk. It's probably why I'm so introverted. I listen more to people and what they say than what, and also what they do. Don't get me wrong, I do pay attention to what they do too, but I listen. It's probably why I'm able to write a lot of the content that I do, because I listen more and I pay attention to the world and I'm very intuitive to a lot of things. So, and I've been told I'm different, but not different in a bad way, different in a good way. And I'm okay with that. And I don't know if I've said this in previous podcasts, but hey, man, look, I value myself. I respect myself a lot more now than I ever have in my life. And hey, man, look, a lot of people just aren't going to fit in your life. Even family members, trust me. They're family members that, yeah, I keep them at a distance. I feed them from a long spoon, or they're just not in my life at all. I'm going to just tell you, take the time and figure out, okay, these are my values. These are my morals. These are my boundaries. And yeah, once you figure that out, your journey becomes way easier. So that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. As always, have a good rest of your week. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.